Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is Kenneth Copeland Bible College right here. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And we all welcome you to Thursday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And of course, we're talking about faith. It is my job to teach God's people faith. And through the teaching of faith and the preaching of faith. Now, that's not all we teach or preach. Of course, there's many things to preach. There's the principal doctrines of Christ. The centerpiece of that is the laying on of hands. And you teach faith in the blood and all of those things. But whatever you teach and whatever you preach, you have to keep one hand on faith and you have to keep one hand on the love of God. Amen. Because faith works by love. Yes. And God is love. He has faith, but He is love. And so, we talk about faith continually because we have been made the righteousness of God by faith in Christ Jesus. We were born again by the grace of God, the gift of God, by faith in Christ Jesus. For the book of Ephesians says, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus as being new creatures. Hey, when we were born again, we were recreated. That's amazing to me. It's stunningly super. We were recreated. I didn't know that for a long time. I still had some Baptist hang-ons that I was just an old sinner saved by grace. But then I found a scripture that said Christ died for the ungodly. And I thought, man, I qualified for that. And then the Lord began to put the pieces together for me. And then I began to read 1 and 2 Corinthians. Oh, I found out that I was a new creation in Christ Jesus, that old things had passed away. What? That old sin nature passed away, and all things became new, and all things were of God on the inside of me. And then, in 1963, Gloria and I were married in April of 1962, and then we got born again 6 months later. And then, the next year, we went to a conference, and they gave an invitation, as I've told you before, to come receive the Holy Spirit in His fullness. And I turned around to my mother and dad seated behind us. I said, is that something we ought to have? They said, you ought to have that. Well, what was on my mind, I like to went to hell. And I know it. I knew it then. And so if they'd have come and said, come squeal like a pig, I'd have done it. I mean, I don't want to miss any invitation from then on. And I just grabbed Gloria by the hand. We just charged up there. I didn't go up there to try to get it. I went after it. I didn't know you weren't supposed to do that. I didn't have any religious tradition. Gloria and I both were scriptural illiterates when we got born again. Can you imagine anybody that out of it? I said, Gloria, did you recognize that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tell the same story? She said, yes, isn't that wonderful? That's where we started. T.L. Osborne said, Copeland. No, he said, Kenneth. You were born free. You had no religion to unlearn. And I didn't. And so everything I heard was just exciting to me. Just go after it. Just go get it with all your heart and all your mind. And the thing that hit me the most, the impact of the book of Hebrews. And I came to this 11th chapter. Now, at this point, we didn't know anything. And I read this, and I said, Gloria, I found the Hall of Fame. I knew about the Baseball Hall of Fame. I knew about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I knew about Football Hall of Fame. I knew all of it. I found the Bible Hall of Fame. And I said, look at this. If we can get this faith, if we can get hold of this thing, listen, there's not anything we can't do. Amen. If we just get hold of this.
Yes.
Now that we just need to get hold of this.
Amen.
And we just started looking for it everywhere we could look. And, you know, we went to one church and they preach on faith a little bit. And then they get off on something else. They get off on Paul's thorn in the flesh. And, you know, the frogs in Revelation. One pastor I heard said, don't talk to me about those frogs in Revelation. I'm tired of hearing that. And he said, I think I'm looking at one now. That was Harold Nichols. He's in heaven now. He and Lou. But then I preached a word of faith there in that church. And I mean, it lit a fire. Hallelujah. So, anyway. The Hall of Fame. I found it. And then they go back to faith. This is what happened if you have faith. This is what happened if you don't have faith. But nobody told me how to get it. Nobody told me where it came from. Nobody told me what fed it. I wanted it. Hungry for it. Now, I saw Oral Roberts use it. And he said things to me like, don't touch them till you're ready to release your faith. And I heard him say things like, your faith has to go up to God. And then when it climaxes like that, you'll have a miracle. And one night, Gloria and I had just driven in from Tulsa, and I was preaching at Grace Temple, Brother Harold and Lou Nichols Church. And when we walked in, of course, my mother, I mean, when we walked in the door, I don't know yet what they talked about. She just said, Gloria, come on. So she took me and they just went. I said, Mother, you have any tape? She said, yeah, look in there on that old tape recorder. Well, she had one of those big Webcor tape machines. And there was a white box, tape box, the large 7-inch reel. I opened it up. And it was Kenneth E. Hagin. I had seen him one time in a Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting. I never had heard him teach. On one side, Paul's revelation. On the other side, you can write your own ticket with God. Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25. And he got over into the first chapter of Hebrews. I mean, I can just hear it right now. And he said, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it. Hebrews chapter 1. Ministering spirits. Are they not all the ministering spirits? Are they not all angels of God sent forth to minister for those that shall be heirs of salvation? I wound up on my mother's floor. I had my New Testament in my pocket always, because that's where I carried my cigarettes. I had that New Testament in my pocket. And I jerked that out and I read those scriptures and I said, my God, I just hugged that little New Testament up. I said, I can have what I say and I have an angel. I have an angel. I wound up in my mother's floor underneath her coffee table. I have an angel. And I thought, I'm going to name him David. I don't know where that came from. I doubt if he goes by that. But anyway, he's right here right now because I know there are those that have seen him. He's stuck to me right now. Come on. The man that saw him said, Copeland, he's big. And said, he looks like Mr. Clean. And said, he just stuck to you. And you kind of wind down a little bit. He just whispers something in your ear and you just take off. You have an angel. I wouldn't suggest you try to name him, but I was so excited I was so excited. Then I began to find out, now faith is. Right here in Hebrews 11, 1. Now, say now.
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 Every time you said that, it updated. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that were in Christ Jesus. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now. 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 Now faith is. If it isn't now, it isn't faith. It's hope. Now, let's look at that again. Let's look at the working definition of faith from the Classic Amplified Translation. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. That's it. The force of faith. It is born in the human heart at the time of conversion. And at that moment, you were created in Christ Jesus, a new creature that, hey, a new species of being. And there's not another one in history like you. Amen. Nobody ever had or ever will have your fingerprints. Well, there's nobody that ever will be or ever has been a person exactly like you. Glory to God. You are specific. You were born of the Spirit of God, and God knew you and He knew me before the foundation of the world. And His plans for us did not include sickness. It didn't include COVID, cancer, or any of the other, no arthritis, bursitis, or any of the itis group. No, no, no.
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 That's not in the book of destinies. You were destined to be sitting in this room today as part of this brand new Bible college. Glory to God. Amen. And here to get all excited and all wound up about the force of faith. It's living in me now. And I found out from the New Testament, the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, that by faith, glory to God, death has been swallowed up in life. You will never die. You'll depart. Glory to God. Dying's the easiest thing you ever did in your life. And we've read this before, but it won't take time to turn over there. Well, yeah, we're right here. Let's just go back to the second chapter of the book of Hebrews. It's worth looking at. Verse 9. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for all men. Taste death. That represents the five physical senses. What'd that say about the senses? Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. So, you can't taste it when you die. You can't smell it when you die. You can't see it when you die. And you can't hear it. Wow. Why? Because you don't die. Wow. You don't die. It's just your body. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm just as alive as I was 1 minute ago, but my coat is not. Why? I'm not in it. Now, some wonderful partners sent some money and said, go have some suits made. So this was done custom style for Kenneth Copeland. This fits me. But when I'm not in it, it's dead. D-E-A-D, graveyard dead. But it's about to get resurrected. If I can find that armhole. Now it's alive again. It moves when I move. I could have walked off and left this laying in the floor. It would have never lived again. That's graphic, isn't it? So, now faith is. If it isn't faith, then it's hope. And people use hope. Well, let me ask you something. Are you going to the healing meeting? Well, I'm going to try to be there. No, I didn't ask you if you're going to try to be there. I asked you if you're going. Well, yes. I'm going to go. Are you going to get healed? Well, I sure hope so, Brother Copeland. No, you didn't use hope. That's not hope. That's wishing. Hope says, I'll guarantee you I will. How do you know? Because I have the scriptures on it. And I'm going to be in that healing meeting. And I tell you right now, the moment they lay hands on me, that's my point of contact, I'm going to walk out of there healed.
Amen.
That's real Bible hope. Bible hope is absolute expectancy. The things we absolutely expect to come to pass. That's real hope. Think about it like this. Now, my being the only child, man, some people have asked me over and over again about that. I'll just briefly tell you. When my mother was young, and she was an athlete, and she was playing basketball for the high school in Union, Texas. Now, Union, Texas is about the size of this room. But is up on the panhandle of Texas, and she was a basketball player, and her appendix ruptured on the basketball court. Well, now, in those days, I mean, my mother was born in 1911. So figure out what year it was in 1906, and when she was 16. What? That's right. 1927 in Lubbock, Texas. And she has a ruptured appendix. And when they rushed her to the hospital, and the doctor opened her up, it wasn't a little scar like you see now. No, that scar went all the way from here, all the way across her midsection to get to that appendix. Got in there and saw that it was ruptured. So the doctor didn't sew her up. He just used cadaver clamps. Now, my grandfather was a very, very happy, jovial Cherokee Indian. But when he got otherwise, he was a 100% Indian. He didn't have much to say. Gloria said, the older I get, the more Indian I get sometimes. I want to get out there and I want to just go shut up someplace. Well, he walked in there and encouraged him. Like, if she dies, you die. So, well, I'm 1927, sweetheart, you understand? So he just kind of cleaned her out and sewed her up because she has to die. And she wouldn't do it. They told her, you'll not live, You'll die within 10 years. My dad and mother got married immediately. They had been married 9 years when I was born.
Wow.
Now, they tried. I just begged and cried because I didn't have a little brother. So they tried again and they had to stop it. So I have a little brother in heaven. I'm going to get to see him one of these days. Now, my being the only child, and of course Christmas was huge, and I was born the first week of December, so it was kind of a combination thing. So mother always had the tree up by my birthday. Well, she thought that was wonderful. Well, I did too, but it was 19 days of torture. I mean, but my grandparents lived 300 miles away. He was a farmer and rancher. It was like pulling teeth to get him to leave home because he had stock to feed and cows to milk and so forth and lived way off up there on the plains and nobody to help. Oh, he had some hands from time to time, but he's one of those kind of men who wanted to do it all himself.
Wow.
And he was good at it. But if they ever said they were coming, I didn't hope. I expected.
Yeah.
And if I heard a car, that's Meemaw and Pawpaw. I'd run to the door. Well, and I'd hear another, that's Meemaw and Pawpaw. They're going to be here for Christmas. I know I heard them. I know I heard a car. Well, no. That, no, I know it. That's Meemaw and Pawpaw. Had to be there. Well, no. That they're coming. Why? They said they would. And I believed everything my pawpaw said, and because his word was good. That's hope. That's real Bible hope. An earnest, one translation calls it a white hot expectancy. Hope is the blueprint for faith. It's the Bible blueprint for healing. It's the Bible blueprint for prosperity. It's the Bible blueprint for a ministry's successful anointing. It's the Bible blueprint for a big church that starts with a little church. Amen.
Amen.
And we're out of time. Give the Lord another praise. Glory to God. Yee-haw.
The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The words you speak have the power to direct your life, but God gave you a choice. Will you speak according to the life-giving word of God or according to the world? Get Choose Life, Choose Words, 4 messages by Kenneth Copeland, and train yourself to speak only life every day. God's plan has always been to get His blessing to you. And your words have the power to release it. Jesus said to seek first His kingdom and everything you need will be added to you. When you learn to do things God's way and say what God says, your life will thrive. Even when the rest of the world is in famine, you can be a distributor of God's blessing. That's what His blessing is all about. Find out what God's word says, align your mouth with it, and live in the unforced rhythms of His grace. Request Kenneth Copeland's series, Choose Life, Choose Words, free on MP3 disc or DVD. Your voice, the words you speak, determine the condition of your life. So choose God's word and live a blessed life. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer's good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Awaken your calling at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Come to a deeper revelation of who you are in Christ while being equipped with practical tools for excellence in ministry. Develop your faith alongside a strong, spirit-filled community that will last a lifetime.
It's real, it's raw, and it's going to be probably the most real experience that you can get from a Bible college.
We are equipping generations to use their faith boldly for a victorious life and ministry. Take the next step. Apply today.
Aren't you just loving this? Hearing Brother Copeland talk to these students.
Amen.
You get to hear it every time he comes in to sit and listen to Brother Copeland talk to these students. But then, Dwayne Munoz, you are also an instructor here.
Yes.
What do you teach at KCBC?
Oh my goodness. I get the privilege to teach Life of Christ, Holy Spirit. Just for the first year, second year, I teach principles of biblical interpretation, preaching and teaching, church administration, and I get to assist in various other classes as well.
Well, and you are also the associate dean here, the admissions. That's amazing. So I'm sure there are some who've been watching this, and either they themselves, or they maybe have a student, or maybe they're your pastor, and are thinking about, ooh, if I could send some of my young people or even some of my own staff to really grow
Absolutely.
Up into some things that they've never had the opportunity, what do they do?
Oh my goodness. First thing you get to do is go to kcbiblecollege.org, and on the bottom you'll see an apply now. And that's what you want to do. You want to encourage them, because we send them over this direction, because we will get them full of the word, full of faith,
yep.
and they'll be ready to go and just change things at your church or wherever God sends them. We expecting great things.
It's pretty awesome. So they learn from, and we have so many other classes.
Yes, we do.
Just thinking about that. Worship class is one we have. What else do we have?
Counseling, biblical counseling. We have Old Testament survey, New Testament survey, Old Testament truth, and New Testament truth.
Wow, you are really an opportunity to get rooted, grounded in the Word of God like never before. So you can apply at kcbiblecollege.org, but I want to invite you to financially support Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Amazing what happens here. And as you sow into the Bible College, you can know that you are doing the works of Jesus to help send believers out. And what we are producing are students, like Romans says, that are absolutely not ashamed of the gospel.
Amen.
No reason to be ashamed. They understand faith, love, prosperity, healing, and how to minister those things, whether they're in a pulpit or sitting on a park bench with someone. You can give by going online to kcm.org/give. Look for the KCBC account. Or you can text to give at 36609. Type in the word KCBC and the amount that you wish to give. You can also give by phone by simply calling the number that's on your screen. Or you can write to KCBC, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Be sure you mention KCBC wherever you're writing or calling from. Remember this, that as we go today,
yes.
from Pastor Dwayne and Pastor Terry here, that
God
loves
you.
We love you.
And
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Bible College. To give online, go to kcm.org/give and look for the KCBC account. You can also text to give at 36609 and the keyword KCBC.